Hey guys, Will Durst here with a few choice words about putting on your happy faces and thinking positively about the next 12 months. And out of that, you want positive? Okay, I'm positive this year's gonna suck big beige banana slugs from Mars stuff either. Because that, my friends, is stinking thinking. Most resolutions are as unique as a white sweat sock at a junior high boy's locker room. Lose weight, learn a language, eat healthy, work out, not live under totalitarian regimes. But what about other folks? Let's waste some time worrying about the important resolutions they probably haven't made, but definitely need to consider. Ivanka Trump pledges to find a foundation color for her father that reads less summer squash and more tequila sunrise. Colin Kaepernick vows to kneel for the national anthem, stand until his 49er offensive line deteriorates, then kneel again before kissing the ground. Rick Perry plans to study up on the cabinet department he's about to head and is determined to remember its name. The TSA finally solves the most dangerous of all security problems by totally banning passengers. Hillary Clinton vows that no matter what happens, she will never utter the words, "I told you so." Bill Clinton, not so much. Donald J. Trump is determined to make increasingly outrageous, wacky, zany statements until Saturday Night Live finally recruits him as a cast member. Kellyanne Conway vows to purchase Botox by the 55-gallon drum to ensure she betrays no actual emotion except her default mask of smug self-righteousness. Anthony Weiner promises to purchase a one-way ticket on the Clue train to an unknown destination and then stay there indefinitely. And finally, Mad Dog Mattis vows to open his congressional confirmation hearing with, "Who wants a piece of me?" For WillDurst.com, I'm Will Durst. See, I cracked myself up.
You do, right?
Yeah.